Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of clean clothes that just don't smell clean?
What if your clothes could stay fresh for weeks? Now they can.
Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent boosters keep your laundry smelling fresh way longer than detergent alone. Pour a cap of Downy Unstoppable's into your washing machine before each load and enjoy fresher smelling laundry for up to 12 weeks. This towel has already been used and it still smells fresh.
If you want laundry to smell fresh for weeks, make sure you have Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent boosters.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true, is it really true?
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Please dial in 516-453-9133. But guys, press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, and here we are tonight with another incredible show, guys. So first of all, I would like to bring on my guest co-host, Jason Abrams, come on.
Here I am. I'm Jason.
How are
Abrams.
You?
How are you, Jerry? It's good to join you once again.
Oh, this is great. Jason, tell everyone a little bit about you.
I have a vast background in the entertainment industry. I'm currently a manager, entertainment consultant, sometimes agent, sometimes publicist, and sometimes host of the Jerry Petito Show.
Yes. So, you know, when I met you, when I got to really know who you were, I kind of just fell in love with you because you do so much and you always try to keep everything upbeat and positive. And the guests that you've brought me and are bringing me are absolutely incredible. I mean, it was because of you that I got to interview Priscilla Presley's son, Navarone. I mean, it's endless. And then Cheyenne is coming. But tonight, we've got two beautiful, beautiful singer-songwriters. So why don't you do the honors? Why don't you introduce one at a time? And we're going to start with Carmen.
Yes. Carmen Olivia is a 15-year-old singing dynamo, I call her. Not to sound too corny, but there's a little bit of background to that and why I'm so impressed. Actually, Samantha Pohl, who is going to appear on here as a guest as well, has mentored her since she was a little girl. And you're going to hear it in these records. And if you're familiar with Samantha Cole's talent, you'll know that her influence is going to take Carmen Olivia to another stratosphere. And if you're new to Samantha Cole or Carmen Olivia, please check out their discographies. Carmen is an emerging, amazing artist, and She's got a growing catalog, and Samantha's got a vast catalog. So stream, purchase them on iTunes, share their music, share their YouTube videos. I'm sure this discovery for you all is going to be one you'll want to live with and entertain yourself with for quite some time. Their music is music of a lifetime. Forever music, I call it.
Forever music, I love that. Oh, before we introduce Carmen, what about telling everyone about, like, reaching out to you if need be, because you do it all.
I do. You know, right now I'm very focused on the clients that I'm working with, but I'm always willing to listen and discover new artists, just the way that both Samantha and I have discovered the talent of Carmen Olivia and Cheyenne Elliott, as you referred to. I discovered her years ago through her grandmother, Dionne Warwick. And, yes. You know, I'm sure there's something I can discover in one of you out there as well. So
yes.
Feel free to check out. And, you know, we can't accept unsolicited music, but if there's something that you have that's already on a platform, feel free to send us links and, you know, send your communications. We're always welcoming of, you know, sharing our talents with your talent and making magic.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So go ahead. Do the honors. Introduce Carmen.
Okay. Well, once again, Carmen Olivia to me is a 15-year-old dynamo. She's come a long way since I watched her, you know, come on as a little girl into Samantha Cole's vouching clutches with her celebrity voice coach. She has developed Carmen into what she is today, and what she is today is what you'll hear in her music. You're going to hear one of her singles, which is out now, called Human, and it's, we'll talk about that more, and Samantha will elaborate on that as well, along with Carmen Olivia. But let's give Carmen Olivia the opportunity to do so right now.
Hi, Carmen. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Before Jason takes over with you, I just have to say something. I saw the TikTok, that thing that you're singing with Samantha that Jason sent me. You guys are adorable together.
Thank you.
Adorable. And you are adorable. And 15 years old, wow, that's crazy. You're incredible, girl.
Thank you.
So why don't you talk to her, Jason, answer the proper questions.
Okay, let's talk about how it all started. I mentioned, you know, that she started working with Samantha as a youngster, and you're still young. So talk about, you know, your background and when exactly you came to discover Samantha and her voice coaching and when you guys collaborated together and how it led to Human.
Yeah, so I've been taking voice lessons since I was 7 years old, and most of the people around where I live, they teach mainly, like, theater music, and that's never really been my thing. So when I was around 9, I found Samantha, and I took her workshop on singing and songwriting at the Ridgefield Playhouse, and something about it just really clicked, and I really liked how she was teaching more like pop music, and she had industry experience, and there was like actual performing opportunities that she was giving me, and it was really, really cool, and I really liked it. So I've stuck with her ever since, and she's definitely done a lot for me and got me a lot of opportunities, and we've written a bunch of stuff together, but only recently did we actually officially collab with Human, which is really cool.
Beautiful. So, so you're only 15. I'm going to ask you a silly question, I think. Who's influenced you? What kind of music did you love? And was there any particular artist?
Yeah, so growing up, I always really liked Adele and Demi Lovato and a lot of, like, powerful belty singers who sang a lot of, like, you know, sad ballads. But as I became a teenager, I got really into Billie Eilish and, like, Conan Gray, Tate McRae. Recently, I've really been loving Amelia Moore, and I still really love Adele and Demi Lovato, but definitely I kind of shifted from more of, like, ballads and piano songs to wanting to do more of, like, pop / like alternative music.
Okay. Okay, Jason.
Here I am.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
So you mentioned earlier that, you know, some of the earlier coaches that you worked with actually were more theater oriented. But I have to say that combined with Samantha's training and with your influences that, you know, both have inspired you or that you've aspired to reach their, you know, their stratospheres that they're on. I know one of them, of course, you mentioned is Billie Eilish. And, you know, you've covered Lauren Spencer Smith, who's a great influence as well. But, you know, I have to say that there's some theatrical influence in your vocals. And, you know, is that something you ever aspire to do?
Honestly, not really. Like, it's just never appealed to me. I think it's partially because I can't act. I've tried it. Samantha sent me to acting class. She tried to get me an acting agent in New York. And, like, I can't memorize lines and I can't act very well. So I've never really, you know, tried theater. It's never really been something that I was really drawn to.
Interesting. I had my, Jerry, I had my own interest in asking that question because Samantha and Carmen's producer, who's in California, Anthony Meyer, we've collaborated to now handle the direction of Carmen Olivia. This is sort of a soft announcement, although there's millions of folks listening. This is the first time we're mentioning that, but the contracts are in. And yeah, so now we've gone from mentoring her to now handling her direction of her career.
Beautiful.
That was
congratulations.
My own interest. I wanted to know more about her
Thank
future.
Yeah. I mean, you know, congratulations to both of you because I think it'll be a great team. You know,
it's a wonderful
and again,
team.
You know. Yes. And again, at 15 years old, you're just absolutely incredible. Did you see yourself getting to this point at 15?
Honestly, yeah, it's always been my dream to, you know, be a singer, and I've always very much liked being in the spotlight, in the center of attention. And ever since I was little, I mean, we like to say that I was born with a microphone in my hand because I've just been singing nonstop since I was, like, 4, and it's just always been what I kind of knew I wanted to do.
Okay. So, and you have a great support system, I'm assuming, at home, right?
Yeah, my parents are really supportive. They definitely have been a very big help in, like, letting me be able to do this and, you know, paying for my lessons, paying for my songs and, you know, driving me to all my gigs and stuff. Like, my dad runs sound when I do shows and, like, they've just been really supportive.
Okay, beautiful. So do you have a favorite singer today, now, at 15?
It's definitely Billie Eilish. It's been Billie Eilish for, like, 3 years.
Okay.
I talk about her nonstop.
Okay, so it still is. Okay, I didn't know if that was just like a phase and now. Okay, very cool. Do you write songs?
Yes, I do.
Talk about that and how many have you written and is the song we're playing, is it one that you wrote?
So currently I have 3 of my own songs that I've written myself out on all platforms and I have 2 covers. So Human Piano, the most recent release, is actually a cover of Samantha's song, Human, that she released 2 years ago. We released it around the anniversary. So I can't really speak much on that. I know it's about, like, toxic relationships and stuff, but I'll let her get more into that. But, no, I did not write Human.
Okay. Do you love writing?
I didn't like it at first, but now I really do enjoy it. Samantha's definitely been a big part of that. She kept, you know, hassling me to write all the time. She kept telling me, I'm never going to get anywhere if I don't write my own songs because I would refuse to do it. But I feel like once you get into the swing of, like, your writing style, it tends to be really fun and even, like, sometimes therapeutic in a way.
And one more question for me, and then I'll let Jason take the mic with you. So in school, how has this affected you with the kids?
Surprisingly, it really hasn't. I mean, nobody even when my video blew up last year, that kind of like launched my, you know, official career, I guess you could say, nobody ever really acknowledged it. People were telling my friends, like, congratulations and, like, my family, but nobody would, like, directly address me about it. And even now, nobody brings it up. Nobody likes to address the fact that, like, all this is happening. And, I mean, that's kind of a good thing because I don't want it to affect, like, school or how people kind of perceive me, but it actually hasn't really changed it that much.
Okay. So to you, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm happy that that's how it turned out for you, because sometimes it can be different. So I'm glad.
Yeah.
Jason, what would you like to say?
Well, I'm happy for that as well, and I would like to say that, you know, aside from that balance of the normalcy, you know, especially for Carmen as a 15-year-old, it's also been an influence for her as well. She's able to do... It's very interesting. She'll come to us as a team, and she does her own research. You know, I heard about Madonna, you know, when she would go into the clubs years ago, and she would see how they dance and hear what the sounds were, and then she'd try to, you know, advance to tomorrow, actually. And Carmen walks around the halls, and she kind of looks around and sees what people are wearing and, you know, what kind – you know, she knows she has a handle because of that, of what kind of merchandise we'll embark on in the near future and how she should promote herself. But to address you, Carmen, could you please elaborate about that TikTok moment that you
yes.
mentioned and how it was incorporated with your high school?
Sure, yeah. So last January, it's almost a year from recently, but... I was singing in my school's talent show, and it was just like a really cool, really random thing that happened where I was singing and the music to my track cut out because we weren't doing live instruments that night. And I just kept singing because, you know, Samantha's always trained me in, like, if something goes wrong, act like it didn't, you know, keep singing if music stops, like if there's a technical difficulty, keep going. So I just kept singing, but there was this guy backstage who was also performing the show, and he had perfect pitch. So they brought out this, like, big black piano and, like, pushed it out to stage while he was playing it, and he started playing my song for me because he heard the beginning of it and, like, it was the song Fingers Crossed, so the chord progression just repeats itself. So he was able to, like, pick it up and play it. And we got it on video. It was a really cool moment. And I posted it, and it went super viral. It has, like, 1.7 million likes now. And that
oh,
kind of
my goodness.
Social media presence that I have right now.
Oh, my goodness. So before we play your song, we're going to play your song next. Is there anything you would like to say to all your fans listening?
Well, if my fans are listening, thank you guys for all your support. There's definitely a bunch of people that I see are constantly in my comments and constantly DMing me nice messages, and I really appreciate that, and everybody who listens to my music and makes this possible for me. But, yeah, just keep streaming Human Piano.
Okay. All right, so you know what? We're going to play your song. Here we go, guys. absolutely beautiful. Carmen,
thank you.
That you have a beautiful, beautiful voice. There is no way you sound 15 years old, sweetie.
Thank
wow.
you so much.
You are a superstar in the making, girl. So, Jason, before you introduce Samantha, what else would you like to say to Carmen before we bring in our next guest?
Well, congratulations on hearing your piano version of your song, Human, for the first time on radio, and it's global.
Wow.
There's about 17 or 18 million people probably listening right now.
Yes.
So I hope that it's rewarding for you. I can tell you
wow.
I have feels. You know, it's a very special song because I went through this experience of this song with Samantha, and I went through the background of this song with Samantha as well, being close to her not only as a professional but like a little brother. So, you know, we'll talk about that more with Samantha. But
wow,
yeah.
Carmen, thank you, sweetheart, for honoring us with this. Yes, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
please, everyone. You know, I know we're going to say this again throughout the interview, but please, you know, check out her other songs, including her stellar cover of Lauren Spencer Smith, Fingers Crossed. You know, I think that is just dynamite, and there's going to be some remixes and other versions of this song umbrella, coming under the umbrella of her other releases and surrounding her EP, which will be coming this year. So your support will be appreciated out there, and we're here for you, Carmen. Samantha's going to be on in a moment to tell you the same, and we're all excited.
Amazing. Carmen, thank you, sweetheart, for honoring us here with your debut song and for talking to us, and you're a superstar in the making, sweetie. Okay. Jason, let's bring on Samantha.
Okay. Do you want me to introduce her?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, Samantha Cole, as you may know, is an international recording star. She began recording for Universal. She was the first artist signed to Universal Records by Doug Morris and Daniel Glass. Am I correct, Samantha? And, you know, she had international hits, you know, including Without You and a cover of You Light Up My Life, which was a knockout and a big hit in Asia. And then she broke records with Love Me, Love Me, which she was featured on with Shaggy. And from there on, you know, I consider her to be one of the original It Girls. Samantha, you know, turned heads on the red carpets, and the paparazzi still continue to shoot her, you know, wherever we go. And she's been a topic of headlines and Page Six and entertainment, you know, blogs and columns all over the world. And she's also been featured in some major magazines. You know, it's quite a career and an underrated one at that. The fact that, you know, her streams are going along very well, and that she's returned to music, which I'm thankful for. She's going to talk about that in a moment. But what she's doing with Celebrity Voice Coach, which is what Carmen referred to earlier, is really a wonderful thing, and I feel it's a service to many. She's providing a bucket list to folks of all ages to have an opportunity to work with an actual established singer. And, you know, she gives them opportunities to not only, you know, mentor them and coach them, you know, primarily coach them, but, you know, she goes above and beyond, and she provides platform opportunities with showcases and beyond. So I'm proud to introduce Samantha Cole.
Hello. I'm here.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
You too.
I'm Carmen.
Samantha, you sound a little muffled.
You can't hear me? Hold on. Is that better?
Okay, talk.
Is that better?
A little bit.
Sound check.
Oh, sound check. Well, I'm in a choir
room. It's live
room.
Radio, everyone, so.
Okay.
Anything can happen.
Okay. So how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I am so honored to have you on as well. Wow.
Oh, thank you
You're amazing.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So, Jason, what would you like to start the conversation with?
Okay, well, can you talk about the beginning of your career and, you know, how you became the Samantha Cole?
I think Jason did a pretty good recap. I would just have to say, since my start and being signed at Universal, that I had a top 40 radio Billboard charting song called Happy With You, which I toured the country on and got to do NFL, you know, anthem tours around the country and radio shows. That was a pretty cool moment. And then, you know, like you said, we went on to do Without You and tour Asia. I toured Asia for 4 months, and I was number one in a few of those countries with Without You, which, again, was a very cool experience. Just got to see other parts of the world. The fans are amazing over there. They're completely 100% still loyal to this day, asking me when I'm coming back. And they're just, you know, they're on my TikTok, which is actually pretty cool because I can actually talk to the fans in Asia now, which back in the day we didn't have any of this, so it's pretty cool. So yeah, just been, you know, I've done a few albums. We've had a few record deals that went south. I had about 4 album deals pretty much total, and only one album came out. So I've got a lot of material that kind of sat around and kind of a bummer, but I did some dance singles, right? And then we did the Shaggy song, kind of incorporated some of that stuff around each other, and then kept myself out there. And now I've been coaching as well for the last 10 years, voice coaching. And helping students with their performing and their artist stuff and kind of guiding them, more recently helping them record and getting their music out there over the last few years, working on songwriting with them, teaching, having songwriting classes. We have showcases that we showcase them, and it's just great that they get experience with a live band. I brought them down to New York City to sing at the Bitter End. I've booked my students for national anthems for HBO boxing matches to WNBA games. I've helped them book the voice auditions. I've done way more than I think my voice coaches ever did for me.
Wow.
But I love it, and I love what I do, and I love helping them. And I just I always say that my students kind of brought me back to music, so I do owe it all to them, really, that I came back to music, and I'm happy that I did. So a couple of years ago, I started releasing again, and writing, and I hadn't really done that in about, I don't know, about 8 years, Jay, something like that. So it was very cool to be able to just have new material coming to me and being able to release it again and do videos and be creative. So that's where I'm at now.
How was it with Shaggy?
Oh, it was great. Shaggy and I go back to my first single. We met on at a radio show in Rhode Island. And we go back, God, how many years now? 25 years we've known each other. So we worked together then, and then he was writing for my second album. He was writing with me. And during that process, I was getting signed to Warner Brothers, and he said, I need this pop person to sing on this record. I got to redo Love Me, Love Me, whatever. So we were in the studio writing my stuff, and I said, well, I can do that. I'm a pop singer. He's like, oh, that's true. Do you want to do it? Yeah. So I did it. It took me 20 minutes. We just kind of just came together by accident, really. And then he calls me up and goes, guess what? We're going to Canada. We're shooting a video. It's a single. And I go, what? So it was kind of a surprise that it became a single for Europe and Canada. And it did really, really well. It was top 5. And it was a really awesome experience. And we've done a lot of stuff in between together. We've worked on songs that haven't come out as well. So I've worked stuff on his album, and he's worked for my stuff, and he's also helped some of my students along the way, which has been, he's very supportive. So, but he's an amazing person, and he's like family to me at this point.
And he's Grammy nominated right now.
And
Grammy nominated. That's right, baby.
Shaggy won't quit.
Shaggy won't quit. So may I ask the next question,
Jerry?
Yeah. I was going to say before we play your song. Yes. Go ahead. Ask a question.
I'd like, you know, Samantha, to lead into the song by explaining where she's been and how Celebrity Voice Coach came about. It's all incorporated, into the same story. But I think the listeners would like to hear how that came about and how that inspired some of these new songs, including the one that's going to be played.
Right, absolutely. So basically, when I took a little hiatus from music, I got married and had three kids, right? So I'm a mom of three. And I, in that time, I was working in hospitality management, not to get boring on you, but I was doing something else. And I had some people ask me, you know, would you ever teach music? And this neighbor had a daughter, and they were from Asia, and they were like, oh, would you teach? My daughter wants to sing. And I was like, yeah, I was pregnant with Max. And I'm like, nah, I'm not interested. So basically that's kind of how that went. And then I actually had Max, and I took a break from work, and I said, well, you know, maybe I should try to put an ad out and see if anybody here needs a voice coach. I don't know, you know. So it's funny because I went to school for music. I went to Five Towns College, and I majored in voice and minored in business. And basically, like, never knew I was going to actually put that to use. But the 25 years in the business that I had before were really, like, what was I going to do with all that stuff, like, all that experience? So basically, it was like, how could I utilize all of that and give back? So I tried it, and I got my first student. He was in his 50s, and I used to go to people's houses in the beginning. And I had a handful of students pretty quickly, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. I mean, that's all I've been doing pretty much is coaching for the last 10 years. So obviously there was a need, and there's a lot of talent in my area. And I went through a divorce, and that kind of also triggered a lot of the songs that, like, Human is actually straight up something that I started writing in the middle of me separating with my ex. It popped in my brain right before, you know, he was out of the house. So it kind of was interesting how that came about. I ended up finishing that, you know, with a couple of my other students, Sam Murphy and Stephanie Biella, and we actually didn't put it out. I didn't even perform it for, I think, a year or two after I wrote it. And then I just put it out 2 years ago. So that song's probably 5-6 years old now, maybe about almost. So anyway, the divorce kind of was, I went through a lot of that. You know, I think when I was married, it kind of, I went through a very unsupportive marriage. It was very kind of like mental and verbally abusive, and not to be mean and put their dad down, but there was a lot of unsupportiveness going on. And, you know, I was so busy with the kids and dealing with that I just didn't think about singing again. And I was just so numb, I guess you can say. And so when I finally broke free from that, I felt like I finally was able to, like, feel again. So that's kind of how these songs that I've been putting out started, is when I started to feel again. So I guess that's a pretty cool story. But in the meantime, the voice coaching has been really, again, helpful. It kept me involved with music and writing, but I still wasn't ready to put my own stuff out, even though I had been writing along the way, until after I got really much separated and divorced, I think, and went back into the real world and became me again, if that makes sense.
I have to say something. The way you just described that, I'm a poet, okay, and I'm a writer. And the way you just described that was priceless.
Oh, thank you.
But I mean that from the bottom of my heart. That was absolutely beautiful. Well, I was feeling everything you were saying.
Ah, well, it was a really rough time. I mean, Jason can vouch for it, and I went through a lot, and I was really strong, and I kind of give that to the music industry. I give it up to the music industry for making me so thick-skinned, because, I mean, I was able to deal with whatever came my way throughout the roller coaster ride of the music business. And all the, you know, the contracts that were supposed to happen, it didn't happen. And, you know, people could easily be really seriously affected by the ups and downs of the business. And I was able to withstand it without becoming a crazy person, you know, and ending up in a straight jacket somewhere in a rubber room. But thank God for the music business, because then when I went through that in my relationship, I was able to kind of just, I guess, again, I got numb to be able to deal with it and bounce it back off me. And, you know, and then I was able to get away. And some people can't get away, and some people can't get out of and get away from, or be able to set free from that type of, you know, thing. Mm-hmm. But I was able to start my business, you know, be independent as I always am. And I was like, I don't need this. I can do this myself. So, I mean, basically, I started my voice coaching business probably 4 years into it is when we separated. So I was already pretty much working on my own business and taking care of my kids, and just felt like I was alone for most of it anyway. Mm-hmm. And with my anything that I did do, you know, wasn't supported on with my partner. So didn't really care about music, didn't want to hear it, didn't really understand anything about the business or think that anything in the music business was a real job. So it was really difficult. But when you have music in your soul and it's part of who you are, you need people around that understand what that is. And if you don't have that, it's difficult because you can't convince somebody who doesn't know.
Beautiful. So why don't we play, let's play one of your songs.
Sure.
All right, okay. Here we go.
Thanks.
Funky. Give a little bit of that, a little bit of this, let them know, yeah. Shug it. Original lover. Catch a groove, girl, catch a groove, that's right. Hold the man allowed to make you moist and wet. Hold the man allowed to make you moan and sweat. Hold the man allowed to make you scream out, yeah.
Mr. Lover.
Now, the man allowed to make you moist and wet. Hold the man allowed to make you moan and sweat. Hold the man allowed to make you scream out, yeah. Sweet, succulent, and fine. A twinkling, yeah, you're my darling divine. I love the way you move and all the way you design. You're running lights from my mind, forget that corny line. Now let me hit you off now with this question sign. You seem to be the type for me to wine and dine. A little candlelight, dinner toasted over some wine. Well, I will hit you off now with this lyrical rhyme. Mr. Lover, keep you rocking, Mr. Lover, keep you rocking, Mr. Lover, keep you rocking and swing. I'm Mr. Lover, keep you rocking, Mr. Lover, keep you rocking, Mr. Lover, keep you rocking and swing. Singer. Caravan of love. Now I can love you down and give you hot oil rubs. Deliver wet kisses with them brazen hugs. And I just see silky body on my Persian rug. While we be sipping coca from the same old mug. And reading fortune cookie from the Chinese grub. A little some great grass with some cool rubber dub. And later on we'll reminisce in the hot tub. I'm Mr. Lover, keep you rocking, Mr. Lover, keep you rocking, Mr. Lover, keep you rocking and swing. I'm Mr. Lover, keep you rocking, Mr. Lover, keep you rocking, Mr. Lover, keep you rocking and swing. Singer.
Go!
Question, and I love asking this, and I asked Carmen this as well, and I love asking all my entertainer guests this question. Who inspired you growing up?
So growing up, I was a huge fan of Bette Midler. I loved Bette Midler. My first real exciting moment was like Cyndi Lauper, I guess. And then I dressed like her when I was like in a Halloween thing in school in second grade. I was like Cyndi Lauper running down the streets of Southampton. And then I was really into Bette Midler as I got older. And then like Patsy Cline was my dad's favorite. So I used to listen to Patsy Cline, sing her. And And then I got into, as I got to be 15, 16, I started listening to, like Carmen, like people with, like, bigger voices. I was listening to Celine. I was listening to Whitney. I was listening to Mariah, obviously. And also Toni Braxton when she came on the scene. So all those kind of were, you know, I definitely sang a lot of Whitney. You know, I Will Always Love You in those days. I mean, those were kind of like, I mean, any kind of powerhouse, beautiful ballad singer was kind of my thing. I did listen to 80s rock when I was like in eighth grade. You know, I sang a little rock band in school and I sang Poison and Guns N' Roses. But I ended up getting out of the rock phase and going into the pop phase.
Very cool. Do you have, like, a favorite song over the years?
You mean from back then or now?
It doesn't matter, back then or now.
You know, again, I could listen to, I loved Richard Marx when I was in high school. I love all his ballads. I loved, what's that guy's name? I can't remember his name. Brian Adams. I sang his song in 10th grade. Everything I do for you. I sang that for Martin Luther King Day. And I sang the weirdest things for Martin Luther King Day. I sang a country song I wrote. So, you know, I kind of did a bunch of stuff. But I think his favorite songs would be, I mean, God, Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings, The Rose. I recorded a demo when I was like 12. I mean, just there's a lot of great ballads out there. I could literally put on R&B from the 90s and like reminisce and listen to some really great records that people forget about, you know.
Very beautiful.
A lot. I have a lot, so it's hard to pinpoint it.
So before we play your next track, we have a caller in queue. Why don't we take our caller?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hey, how you doing, International Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, International Hall of Famer and Lifetime Achiever, Huni Bakatun. How you doing, baby?
Hey, look, man, it takes one to know one. Hey, look, so far on the real, you know, you always got great shows, but I'm going to be honest with you. As a person that study music, when I first heard that Human, I mean, you know, whoever wrote it, but see, that's the unique thing. A lot of stuff is about timing, but that song was written to perfection, and it was recorded to perfection. I mean, that song right there is definitely a sure enough hit, if I ever heard one.
Thank you. Yeah,
so
thank
very
you.
Well. You can answer his question. So Samantha wrote it, and Carmen sang it.
Mm-hmm. And
there
I have
you
to tell you
wow.
that. Probably one of the most important and most special songs to me of my whole entire career, as a writer, as a singer, as a person, means quite a lot. So I really love that she was okay to cover it and she was down for it. And I said, you know, I just think you would kill it. And like, this is so perfect for like your audience. And like, the song is great. People loved the song when I put it out. I said, why not? Why not redo it after the anniversary? And she did an amazing job. So I have to say her voice is pretty powerful.
Well,
I definitely totally agree. I totally agree. I know, and trust me, I'm not going to say, you know, I used to be a recording artist. Of course, I still record broadcast radio, but I also used to, during the golden age of hip-hop, I used to record back then. I mean, long before what's being called, you know, so-called rap music today, I was out there during the golden age myself. So it's definitely been a turn. Let me ask you something, though. You say you previously recorded that song before?
Yeah, it's actually out on Spotify under my Spotify, Samantha Cole. And there's a YouTube video. It's pretty touching. I actually have you'll like this one. I have my wedding picture burned in the video.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's cool.
Intense.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, a great singer once said that when a woman's fed up, there ain't nothing. You know, ain't nothing you can do about that.
when especially me, when I make my mind up, it's pretty much done. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow.
Well, and opposite, if I make my mind up, do something to it, you know?
Well, you know, hopefully. Good, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was saying, I appreciate you coming on and and commenting about it. And yeah, I'd love to. You could hear both of our versions and definitely check both the videos out.
If you don't mind, I know you are already connected to Jerry Petito. If you can, you know, put the link and kind of make it easier for people who's not too computer savvy for me. If you can, put the link up or send it to Jerry. That would be a big, because I want both versions.
Jason can do that.
And the remix, too. When y'all take time to do the remix, look, I want to put it out there. I want to hear both versions and download both versions, but why don't y'all do a third version together? How about that?
That's what we were thinking about that. That would be amazing. We'll do a duet.
That would be amazing.
No doubt.
He's my Ebony Elvis, and that would be amazing.
Yeah, Jason, can you put the link for a human on there?
Yep.
Sending
I
them to Jerry.
Message
him.
I'll send them to Hooney. Yeah.
I love you, Jerry. And look, before I go, I'm also a broadcaster on this great, great, you know, to me and many of us, you know, this is the greatest internet radio station of our turning time, WBNN. I'll be doing a show coming up Thursday. The name of my show is We Will Aware You. And normally you hear the term question statement. Well, this time I'm going to put the statement before the question. The statement is, as real players in the game of life, and life is really a game. There's rules to the game. So the question is, which part or position do you play?
Whoa, I love that.
Wow.
Okay, so that'd be 9:30. I'm sorry, what was that?
And I was saying, are you talking about, like, offense, defense game?
Am I talking about what? What she say? What did she say?
The game of life, offense or defense?
Yeah, it definitely takes both. It's a combination of both. And look, as a warrior, as a straight warrior, the best defense is a great offense. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great offense because if you're not careful, you can get knocked out first. So to me, the best defense is a great offense.
That's
okay.
True.
So anyway, I'm gonna step out the way. I want to hear more of this show, okay? And look, here's an up. You can't see me, but I'm raising the toast of success to both of y'all for continuing success. Okay.
Thank you,
Hooney.
Thank you so much.
So right there, Hooney Bakatun. He is also a Hall of Famer, International Hall of Famer, radio show host and lifetime achiever. He's amazing. Okay, guys, so you got to check him out. If you can call in Thursday night, 9:30, call in and listen to him.
Nice.
So may I ask a question of Samantha?
Yep.
For everyone?
Yes.
So, Samantha, you know, we've talked about Human, and we talked to Carmen Olivia, who covered Human to celebrate its second anniversary and to honor you. How does it feel when you hear your songs covered? I will step back a moment to say that Without You, that we referred to earlier, which was a landmark song in Samantha's career that started out as a poem. And, you know, it was developed with David Foster. So applause for that. But anyway, that song was covered by Clay Aiken. And Clay Aiken and our friend, what's her name?
Kimberly Locke.
The American Idol fame. And, you know, that broke records as well and did very well. And so, Samantha, how does it feel when you hear your songs covered or when you go into karaoke clubs and you hear people singing, "Oh boy, I love you so," along with Shaggy or "Happy with You"? Tell us.
I love it. I love watching the YouTube videos of Without You with all the Asian people covering it and posting, and I love the dancing videos, the Shaggy in our version of the group dance kids groups that are on YouTube. I see a lot of the cover stuff. It's pretty cool. Kimberly Aiken and Kimberly Locke and Clay Aiken did the song, and basically I didn't even know about it. Basically, my aunt was at Clay Aiken's concert, and he brings Kimberly out and says, "We're going to do this brand new song that we're releasing." And my aunt called my mom going, "Oh, my God, that's Samantha's song. You're singing her song." So weird. I wrote that song about my grandmother who passed away. It was a poem. And then I ended up taking it into the studio with Richard Marx and David Foster. And I'm like, I have this poem. Maybe we can make it into a song. And it turned into that. So, I mean, it's a really great, great record. And it's pretty cool that they covered it. I mean, and I didn't know about it, which, you know, you can cover anybody's song. You don't have to get permission. So, but it's very, it's like, a, it's, you know, it's like a compliment to me. And Carmen singing Human was something that we didn't really plan, and we just came, an idea came to me out of nowhere, and I didn't understand why it popped into my head to do it, but it did. So I figure everything happens for a reason, and it just felt like this is going to be cool. We're gonna cross market. We're gonna do this together, and it was just something that we could do together, and I'm excited about it.
So we're gonna play your song next, but I have a quick question. So you don't have to get permission to redo someone's song? Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, if it's a straight cover from bottom to top and you don't change anything or don't use any samples or things like that, you don't want to change lyrics or structure, really, you can cover anything without permission. It just has to be exactly like the record.
Okay, exactly like
yeah.
it. Okay. Okay,
yeah,
so let's
much.
Play our final song.
Sure.
Okay. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Another great record written out of a divorce.
Yeah.
Coming out
oh,
of the dark
gosh,
and being
so
stronger
funny.
Than ever. Yeah.
So funny. Not funny. You know what I mean. We
no,
have a caller in queue, Carmen. Let's take our caller first. Here we go. Hello, caller.
Good evening.
How are
hey,
you?
Jerry.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. Tell everyone who you are.
Hey, everyone. I'm Genesis Amaris Kemp. I am a host here on the network. I've been away on maternity leave. But, Jerry, I just wanted to call in and show the Jersey Jewel some love, show your guest, Samantha, and your other guests some amazing love, loving the songs that I'm hearing tonight. And I did have one question for your current guest.
Okay.
So what was one of your hardest songs to write, whether it was mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, and how has it helped you become a better entertainer?
Wow.
I would have to say Human was probably it. The other songs on the EP, you know, Hitchhiker, Midnight Confession, Stronger, I'm Finally Home About My Kids. That's one about my children. The video has my kids in it. This EP in general was very hard. I mean, I guess hard because it was all, you know, from kind of like the last 10 years recapped, like everything I went through, and then coming out and being in the dating world and dealing with the games, you know, that kind of thing. And after being divorced and separated and going through a bad marriage, Human was a tough one. I sang in the studio and I literally cried, which I've never cried in the studio singing a song. And I broke down, and it was the most physically and mentally, probably the most difficult session I've ever had. And that was years after I wrote it, right? So it just that it had to come out in order to get the performance I needed to get through the song. It was like therapy, and my producer's like, you got to let it out or you can't sing this song. So I was like, I hate you. Give me a tissue, right? So I'm bawling my eyes out.
Aww.
Yeah, I left the studio. Didn't expect to, right? It was just me and him. I didn't expect it, and I had performed it out at the bitter end before, so it's not like I hadn't sung the song before. And it just needed to be therapeutic and flow, and I left the session, and I just felt drained, you know? And it was just the first time I went through that, and I felt the song was really special, and it was difficult. And then Words was a difficult song, too, because I had to write about, you know, words being hitting harder than your hands and just being, like, verbal and mental abuse being just as bad as physical abuse. So those songs were tough. But, like, Stronger was inspiring to be, you know, I'm coming out of it, I'm better than ever, I'm stronger than ever. And, you know, I mean, but Human was pretty difficult, I have to say, overall.
Oh. Beautifully said.
Thank you. So I hope that answered the question. I mean, there's so many songs I've written, but that one, I think emotionally, probably was the hardest. Yeah,
it definitely helps answer my question, because sometimes whenever we're going through things in life, it's like they come in our life, and it's not pretty whenever we're going through it, but it's necessary in order for us to birth something amazing to put out in the world, like the impact plus the imprint. So thank you for sharing that.
No, absolutely. That's
so true. Genesis, I love you. Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, God bless you and your family, girl. Oh.
Thank you, Jerry. I hope y'all have an amazing night.
Oh, she's
you
so
too.
Sweet. She's so sweet. Jason, what would you like to say? You're awfully quiet.
I let the music speak for itself, and these caller questions are, you know, and additions to the interview have been amazing. You know, I was actually messaging Samantha and Carmen about how much I love this interview. It's really rare that, honestly, it's really rare that, you know, 1 hour can cover such a vast, you know, amount of history and legacy as this one has. You know, this one has really encompassed all of that, and, you know, opportunity to showcase two phenomenal ladies, one, you know, both young ladies, and they both have a way to go. You know, Samantha, just the beginning. We have a lot planned for her as well. We'll be back, trust me. And, you know, I think it would be great to do interviews about some of these songs from her, quote, return, because you just heard the young lady on that, the caller, you know, and Samantha's response about Human. I can imagine talking about Human for an hour, or Stronger, or, you know, Words especially is another one, very strong prolific lyrics, you know, and just wow, you know, hearing these songs for the first time in quite a while, you know, because we just keep moving, you know. Samantha keeps writing, Carmen Olivia keeps writing, so we just keep moving. And so this is the first time in a long time to hear them on the radio, you know, these songs especially since we promoted them. And I'm just thankful. It's not really a question, you know, it's a compliment. I'm happy to be part of this interview. I just want to ask all of you out there to continue to support indie artists. Samantha is not in Universal anymore, and you know, she has her own company, S. Cole Records, that we're distributing her music, and Carmen Olivia, they both embark on licensed songs with other companies and remixes and things of that nature, but we're indie, so.
Jason, just reminder, we just put out Fantasy, which is a new single I just put out as well with Jay Drazen. So just to plug it, because it just came out, and it's a great, great dance song. Like he said, we partner, we do some side projects. We do some dance songs. I've got Weekend Love out and a couple that have gone million streams, and I'm proud of them. And I wrote Weekend Love, and I wrote Fantasy. So check those out if you're in a dancing mood. Check those out.
These are huge songs. You know, international, coming out of Germany and around the world. So check all of the discography out for both of these young ladies.
I would like to bring someone very special to me on right now. He is our producer. He is a Hall of Famer, Lifetime Achiever as well, radio producer. Brother O, please come on.
First of all, I actually love, thank you so much, Jason, tonight. Being narrator of this, I'm glad you are comfortable in our living room, and of course, Samantha, you know, and of course, and yes, indeed, and of course, the wonderful Olivia, and then of course Samantha. Both of you have wonderful and outstanding voices, and we're just very, very thankful for what you have helped our Lifetime Achiever do tonight, just in her broadcasting. We want to congratulate the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting Lifetime Achiever for the class of 2021, Ms. Jerry Petito on her WBNN all-time connection record tonight with her 67th all-time connection record tonight. And, of course, honoring, you know, the outstanding Darlene Lawrence with the championship. We honor our Hall of Famer who passed away in 2019, the great Darlene Lawrence. She was our first ever International Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. And we honor every host that breaks our listening record. We honor the name of Darlene Lawrence. So congratulations to you, the Jersey Jewel. That's all I have to say right now. After Jerry finishes what she wants to say, I'll bring on the next caller.
First of all, wonderful. Brother up. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, for personally giving me this honor. I love you, Brother O, and you know that. You know how I feel about you. You know, guys, Jason, okay? Oh, my gosh, Olivia. I mean, think of Carmen and Samantha. You guys helped bring this to me tonight. So I want to thank you all for this.
That's amazing.
And congratulations.
Amazing.
To you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
From us.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Thank you, Brother O, for that. So let's bring on our next caller.
Sure. Hello, Jerry, and hello to all of your guests. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Hi, sweetie.
I'm good. So first I wanted to call in to support you, Jerry, you know, and wonderful show as always. You have wonderful guests. I wanted to ask a question. So I write poetry, you know, and I wrote a few songs. I don't really do songs, but I do poetry. And anytime that I went through painful experiences in my life, you know, I put it down on paper, you know, and for me, I feel like it really comes out amazing and it releases everything, you know. What I want to know is what is the birthing process for you guys when you write your songs and you put it on that paper from your painful experience?
Because sometimes what I do, even if I see someone else going through things, I've been blessed to be able, you know, because I'm really empathetic, I can actually put somebody else's pain into a poem, you know, and you would think I was the one going through it as well. But I want to know, what is your process in birthing your pain or any experiences, whether they were great, into a song?
Well, you know, again, it starts with a thought or a feeling, right? Just like, you know, I started from writing poems. Like, I didn't ever know that I was really a songwriter. I just was really good at poems and essays, just like you, great poems. But I guess I start, depending on what's going on, I either start with an idea or a concept or a title or a word. Human came from, I was in the studio with one of my students, and I saw on the computer there was a key that you could press that says humanize. And I go, oh, wow, like that is like to humanize it. That would be a great song, right? So it's kind of where I got the idea to write about it. And just the first two lines I had and the only two lines I had were, are you human, do you bleed? And I was stuck for a while. I had no melody, and I just kind of took a break from it. And then I came back to writing, you know, about my ex and with one of my students who's a therapist. And she helped me work through my thoughts and feelings to write them to make sense to what I was trying to say. So we bantered back and forth. It really does help to have, like, co-writer in a way, or someone to bounce your ideas off of, to, you know, in general for writing. But for me, yeah, just putting, you know, when I was in the shower and Stronger came to me in the shower, like the melody and the chorus. Mm-hmm. So I had the chorus, and then I came up with like a melody, and I didn't have the words to the verse, but I had that hook. Stronger, blah, 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 blah. I just had it. And I'm like, oh my God, I put that in my phone. Wow. So, you know, this sometimes is amazing. These things come over you, and then you have to, you know, I just wrote a song. I'm going to put it out for my dad who passed away. And he passed away, and I hadn't really written a song since he died. I wrote two songs when he was in the hospital that were, he was supposed to come home, but it just moved me enough to write a couple of records, and he loved it. I put Send My Angel out. That's out already. And then there was another one called I Pray. But this one that I was teaching a class at Richfield Playhouse, a songwriting class, and we had our first session, and one of the students was crying, you know, and they were all talking about their favorite song and what moved them and whatever. And just anyway, it was very moving and inspiring to hear people and why they're there and what they want to learn from it. And I drove home, and I all of a sudden, you know, Daddy, can you hear me? I miss you, I do. And Daddy, can you hear me as I sing my song for you? It's really sad, very lullaby-ish, and that's all I had. It was, but it came to me out of nowhere, and I had to put it in my phone and put it in my memo right away. I do suggest that if you have ideas or even just like really crazy one-liners, even if you're rambling on, you know, you can trim away that, right? But you want to get all your ideas down and the feelings as they come, don't ignore them. You know, sometimes they come in your sleep, right? So you want to kind of move on those, because it's definitely interesting how they come through you when you're not expecting it, you know?
Amazing. Tiana, we have another caller in queue, but before you leave, just tell everyone when your show is, sweetie.
So my show is January 26th. The name of my show is called The Power of Thought, and it is about changing the perception and helping people, you know, refresh their souls.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
That's my brother's birthday. Beautiful. I love you. Thank you.
Love you
too. All right.
Thank you for answering.
Oh, beautiful.
Yo, you're welcome. Thank you.
Tiana's a new host and a friend of mine for years, and I absolutely love her, and she's beautiful. So we have caller 4 in queue. So let's take our next caller.
Hello. Hi. It's Ricardo Richard. I was calling in. I wanted to say congrats, Jerry, on your record. I wanted to ask your guest a question, but I wanted to, like, when she started singing it Stronger Than I Ever Been, I'm like, dang, I want to hear that song. You get what I mean? Because it's just, like, it sounds inspiring, and it's just, like, I feel like, you know, anybody could relate to that. You get what I mean? Because we all have our moments where we probably don't feel at our strongest. So I definitely would love to, like, know where I could go to listen to that song. And sorry for your loss as well, too.
No, I appreciate it.
because I'm just like, some of the stuff you're saying is just like, wow, like it's, I can relate to some of it. But I wanted to know, you know, as an artist, like, what was the, like, your defining moment, maybe when you were a kid, when you was just like, I got to do this, like, you just knew in your heart, like, this is what I want to do, you know, when was that moment for you?
Wow, that's a great, I had thought of a couple as you were asking the question, but I think I have to go back to when I was a kid. I think I was 12. I knew I wanted to sing since I was like 5, so let's just put that out there. I knew that I wanted to sing. And I was always singing loud and in the choruses and all that stuff. But, well, my grandfather got sick. It's just going to – something that's just stuck out to me, like, even after all these years. I could go and talk about how I told everybody in school I'm going to make it, and they didn't believe me. There's those moments, too, where I was determined to put an album out, you know, when I was a senior. But my grandpa was sick. I can't remember if I was 12, 13, 15, something like that. I think I was 12. And he was down in another state. We couldn't go see him. My mom went down, and he had like a bone cancer, and he was supposed to, he was like asleep, like he was out, you know, and he hadn't been responding, and they didn't give him the treatment because he was kind of out of it, and he was like not, I don't think he was in a coma, sort of. And they went down there, and my mom was sitting there with him in the room, and the nurse was there, and she's like, oh, you know, his granddaughter sings. And anyway, she starts playing one of my demos, which I believe at the time was Bette Midler. I think it was The Rose. And he sat up from his coma. He sat up around like he thought I was there. He was like, you know, oh, my God. And they were like, oh, my God, he just woke up. And he heard my voice and he woke up. So I think to me, that was like, oh, my God, like he wasn't even responding to anything. And he just heard, he thought I was in the room, I think. And the story was pretty powerful. It's like, well, if I can do that, if that my voice does that, and is that powerful to move someone to react or, you know, get, you know, feel something, I'm like, wow, that's like, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, like this is a sign. And there's been a few times that that's kind of happened. But that was a moment that I remember saying, well, I guess I'm supposed to do this, right? So if I make people feel, and that's just one. There's many. But that was something that was really moving, if you want to hear something kind of real, testimonial to being, you know, holy crap moment, like I got to do this and touch people, you know.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing. So where can I hear that song, though, the strongest
sure,
song?
It's on my
I'll send it to him. I'll send it to him.
Yeah.
I can send you all
yeah,
the
that song is nice. That was nice.
Video,
like, even
so.
When you sung the hook, it was nice, nice, nice lyrics.
Beautiful.
Yeah, stronger than I've ever been. Anybody can go through something and come out the end stronger, and I think that's the message of the song, you know. I was in the dark all alone, how the song starts out. And you'll see the video, too. It's pretty cool, inspirational as well on YouTube. So, yeah, it's one of my favorites, to be honest, off the AP. Human and that one are probably my two favorites.
Okay. Yes,
so,
I would love
Ricardo,
to listen to it.
How everyone when your show is.
My show is January 30th at 9:30, and it's part two of Breaking Generational Curses.
Okay, and Ricardo awesome. Is also a writer and a – tell them who you are.
Yes, I'm a writer and an actor, and I have a series on YouTube. It's called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, and we're about to go into our last and final season. And so, yeah, I'm excited. So everybody stay tuned and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Bitter and Broken Web Series.
Bitter and Broken.
I love you, kiddo. Thank you, Ricardo.
Good luck with everything.
So what we're doing, guys, is we're coming to the close of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like to do is I'm going to have Jason close with his final words. We'll have him talk last. I would like to have Samantha, you say your final words, and then I'm going to bring Carmen back on to have her say her final words. Okay, so you start, Samantha.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for having us on. Thank you for supporting us and getting us out to people who might not know who we are, and just the awareness of the record, and it's a special record, and bringing, you know, Carmen on and giving her the experience to have this kind of interview is really great for her and in the beginning of many more. And I just, yeah, check us out on YouTube, Samantha Cole, Carmen Olivia, Spotify, Apple. We're on all the platforms, and you can find these songs on there as well. And, again, thanks, Jason, for hosting it and having us on with you, and congratulations again on your amazing feat today.
Well, thank you so much. So now let's bring Carmen back on. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
So I want to give you a minute or two to say your final words and, of course, say hello to Samantha and say whatever you would like to say to her and Jason and everyone listening.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having us on tonight. This is actually really exciting. And, I mean, to Jason and Samantha, just thank you so much for helping me with this project, because I know this whole human project was just a really random thought of Samantha's, but, you know, I feel like our whole team just came together really well, and I'm really proud of what we were able to create, and I'm really happy that people got to listen to it tonight.
Well, I want to, before I bring Jason on, I want to personally thank you two ladies. What you're doing is incredible. Your voices are off the charts, superstars to me. Okay, you're both beautiful women, and I just want to thank you for honoring me on WBNN here tonight. Now, I would like to bring on Jason and let Jason have his final words.
Well, I want to thank you once again for inviting me into your living room, Jerry. And I want to thank this entire, you know, this entire team and platform, and also my team, along with Samantha, along with Anthony Meyer, who wasn't featured today, but he's producing along with Jimmy Greco and some other great producers and collaborating with us for Carmen Olivia's EP. And, you know, I just look forward to both of these ladies' growth and being a part of it. I've been evolving together with Samantha for many years now. I began as her agent. And occasionally I'm still her agent, but we've had a lot of time off due to world happenings and pandemonium, if you will. But, you know, Samantha's getting ready to get back out there. Carmen Olivia is out there. We're working on performance opportunities for her now. And please just, again, you know, I said it earlier, right now they're both indie artists, and indie artists need your support more than anyone. A lot of folks just want to stream, but also if you could take the time to purchase on iTunes, the labels look at that as well. Everything helps. You know, there's a lot of artists out there. It's a huge pool, but there's not as many talented artists as these two ladies. But I do give a lot of credit to their influences that are out there that are still recording or that have begun to record and influence and inspire artists like Carmen and continually inspire Samantha. You know, Samantha listens to what Carmen listens to. You know, we're not oldie but goodies here. We're, you know, we're always growing. AJ ain't nothing but a number. And, you know, so I'm thankful for all the great artists, but they need to be supported, not just these two ladies, but support indie music, support music. We
right.
need you. So that's my message coming out, and that, you know, that's on behalf of all three of us.
I want to say thank you to you again, Jason. I mean, the door is always open for you to co-host with me. I just love you, and thank you for everything you've done for me. Before I bring on our producer, I'm going to just let you know, ladies, don't hang up because I will be closing with my radio poem, so I'd like you guys to hear it. But for right now, guys, it's in Gozy time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, my brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to send a shout-out to, of course, our former commissioner, Angela Thomas-Smith, who tried to call in tonight, and I really appreciate her pressing one. But it's in Gozy time. I just want to make sure I mention her. And also, guys, she has an outstanding radio show on Mondays at Blog Talk Radio at 9 o'clock. So, you know, there you go. Monday Motivation with Angela Thomas-Smith. All right, there's your plug. Now, of course, tonight, what more can I say? I haven't already been said. Very, very proud of this show because it's just a warm feeling tonight, just a good championship feeling, regardless of, you know, our accolades or whatever. I'm talking about the championship feeling when this show first started. And it's just wonderful to hear a good, wholesome show every now and again, you know what I'm saying, a smoothed-out show. And Jerry Petito has provided that for us. It's amazing now for almost 5 years in June. I just let you know how long it's been that we've been doing our thing on this Outstanding Story Network. And like I said, again, congratulations on her 67th all-time connection record here at WGN tonight. And you look at Jerry Petito, you know, she's fifth all-time in the Only Hall Champions. You know, you look at, you know, the greats that have been here. Actually, she's fourth all-time in the Only Hall Champions. We look at Huni Bakatoon, Andrea Presley, Dr. Chinchilla Jay, and then Jerry Petito. I mean, you know, that's just greatness personified. So we are so proud of her at this time. So, of course, tomorrow night we come right back on with the aforementioned person I just, you know, talked about, you know. Ansel Thomas Smith and Walking in Purpose. This young lady will be celebrating her third year debut in April. That's why I'm telling you, time is flying. And I'm so proud of all of my hosts. And, of course, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, Standard Time, on the Story Network. Because WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dela Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Olay. Brian goes from mine@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer. But also, because Woody Bakatoon would, you know, come to Philadelphia out of Nashville and try to box me, so I don't say this. I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever in both producing and the art and sounds of music. But again, most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dela Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, imagine this, right? Imagine this. This is crazy. You know, look at the accolades of this outstanding young lady. The 2019 WBNN Host of the Year with the Anna Waddell Award. The 2019 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining. The 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. And the only person to win on this network's Ballot of Network Stars twice in 2019 and last year. The Georgia Jewel is Jerry Petito.
Thank you, Brother O, for that. I love you, and what more can I say about that? Wow, I'm honored. So, guys, I want to close with my radio poem, The Jerry Petito Show. Imagine that I had five shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise with me, you can't go wrong. It was Beverly Nation Online then, Talk Shoe Radio, make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me, my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks has reached the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. But my nickname on the other shows was Jerry the Smartass because of my logos. I was picked up by a fifth one, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember them radio. It was all oldies, I believe. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany. My achievements. It's true. And you won't believe this. I swear to you, it's true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame. It was along with Brother O. Who knew? In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Aladell and Gozzi's a shoo-in. 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement without a doubt. He made it in. Then in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award. I'll be awarded too. It's done. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be Internet DJ and radio show producer for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of that ceremony, both our children gave a speech. On behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote that book on addiction. That battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.